Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hey, Eric, we are back.
Hello, hello.
With another episode.
He Said, Ella Dijo.
Of He Said, Ella Dijo, with a guest star.
Another
de
guest.
De lujo. I am so happy, guys. I've known Diana Maria Rivas desde... Oh my God, I don't even know how many years. It's been a long, dije Rivas, it's Riva. For a long time, I did a pilot many, many, many years ago for NBC called Miss Miami, and she played my sister.
I'm very cool.
Yes. So we collaborated and then we stayed friends through all these years, and I've seen her career grow and grow. And you know what? She's like a Lisa Vidal to me. One of those girls that is one of my favorite people just because she is good people. And she's funny and she's a girl's girl and she is happy for everybody's success and just good people. So I am so excited to have her here. And listen, mega talented. Talk about a good freaking actress. That's Diana Maria Riva. Anybody that hires Diana, they know they're going to have a solid performance and she steals every single show. It's amazing. So I am so happy she's here.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I was telling my husband that I'm so happy that you're here because you're one of my favorite people in the world.
I adore you. I love watching you both. Every time I watch your podcast, I thought, here's what we have down. Latin women, Latina women, have the art of redefining things by way of vocabulary. So if you say to her, and I love watching the two of you do this, she's like, that's not what you said. And you say, that's what I said. But what I said was, and I said it this way. And, or like, you know, or you'll say something like, you don't need to, you know, something like about her having an opinion. It's like, it's not telling me what to do. It's giving you other options. Yeah. Like, we have a very clever way of kind of redefining our vocabulary. And I love watching that banter between the two of you.
Every time I even give her other options, she just says, you're controlling me.
Don't control me.
Like, how can other options always be controlled? So if a director gives you a note, they're controlling
you. It's a different
thing.
Doesn't
work in work like that, but in relationships, it's control.
It's not my husband. A director can direct me, not you.
Unbelievable.
We can cut down on time and just get to the point. So yes, absolutely. You can say it and it saves everybody time.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Anyways, oh my God, I'm so happy. So Diana, okay. You've been doing this for how long? Mine is like 26 years. How much for you? The same, right?
About the same. I got here in I studied theater. I graduated from college. I came out here in 95.
Okay.
Thought I was going to be here temporarily to do a play and go back to Ohio. But the play turned into a development deal. And then that was it. I found myself living in Los Angeles. Knew nothing about television and film. So yes, about the same amount of time, and it's been a good journey, and it's been, I give a lot of credit to my team.
Okay.
I have a team of powerhouse women behind me, agent manager, who have always believed in my work, so they never settled for just one type of role. Mm-hmm. They've always pushed the door and knocked on those doors and said, we get that you are, you're looking to cast a woman that falls in this category,
yeah.
but you should see her for the role. And because of that, I feel like I've had just a delightful career of so many roles, and that vary from one extreme to the other. And it's been great.
And you are so amazing at every single one of them. It's like, this girl can do it all.
What do you prefer?
Just so talented.
Comedy, drama? Do you have a preference? Or, I mean, people always ask that. And it's like, I love both. I mean, you love the job,
yeah.
and then you adapt.
You know, you do. And I think isn't that what we got into the business for?
Yeah.
We love to jump into the shoes of all different kinds of personalities. I don't want to be put into one classification or one category. I want to play a Renaissance woman that doesn't fit anything in my life. I want to play someone like Adela, who is very close to the skin, many close degrees of separation. Even my character on Dead to Me, a 180, you know, a detective. I love all of that. And I can't say that I like one more than the other. There's something delicious about both, about falling into those humorous personalities and then the drama, trauma of somebody else's angst and anguish. Just, it's weird, but I love it both.
We love That's Dead awesome. To Me, by the way.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. And can I tell you something?
So good.
I just worked with one of your co-stars, Brandon.
Yes.
He did an episode of Fantasy Island. And I'm such
a big... Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And I'm such a big fan of Dead to Me that I was so... When I looked at the call sheet, I'm going, who's playing this character? Oh my God! I was so excited that he was there.
Was your experience great on that show? Was it a lot of fun?
It's great. Yes. It's been wonderful. We just wrapped our third and final season, which will be out this fall.
Okay.
Can't wait.
So... Get ready.
Really?
It's a wild ride. But you know, when you're in the company of people like Christina Applegate, Linda Cardellini, James Marsden, and Brandon as well, you are just, you have to raise your bar. You have to, you know, bring your A game, because they're amazing at what they do. They're amazing at diving into a character so seamlessly and then improvising,
wow.
and you run with it. And then Liz Spellman, creator of the show, gave us the room to have those moments of improv and stuff and let us banter off of each other, which made it even richer and even more gratifying. Yeah. So that, you know, as heavy as the material was, as difficult it was, those moments of levity really, you know, that was splitting a hair. With those characters. Like when I went up for that role, it was not planned at the time that I was going to have the arc, that Detective Perez was going to have that arc. And then by the end of the first season, there was a shift there. And by the beginning of the second season, when they asked me to come back, Liz Feldman pulled me aside and said, I'm going to tell you where your character's going so that you know where her thoughts are, where her mentality is. And then, you know, kind of the icing on the cake was when she came to me and said, I just planned for her to be a detective until I met you.
Oh,
and that's an actor's dream, right?
Yeah.
We go in there and we hope that we inspire them to do more.
Ultimate compliment.
Characters. So dream come true.
It's awesome, sure. right? You always say awesome. You want great writing, it elevates you. But the truth is when you can elevate the writing, then you get that compliment, right? Because they only saw it as a detective playing this role and that might've been it. And not that it was bad writing, but it's what it was. You came in as an actress, elevated it, and they're like, we need her back because she did something more than we anticipated. And
that's, that is the marriage.
Yep.
There were no
ultimate compliment.
That we're looking for. Yes, absolutely.
Cuéntame de Gordita Chronicles that I saw the teaser, the reel, you know, the trailer. Yes. And I smiled beginning to end. And it's such a good feeling when you watch something, because listen, it was shot in Puerto Rico. The whole crew of Gordita Chronicles is pretty much the crew of Fantasy Island. The fact that it was shot in Puerto Rico, and I know so many of them, I want this to win so badly, you know? And and everybody was so excited in Puerto Rico. Everybody's so excited to see it, you know, for it to be out. And I saw the trailer while I was in Puerto Rico, and I remember the DP, our camera operator that then became the DP as well, que tú conoces, Rafi Molinari. And he came running to me saying, Raz, the teaser is out for Gorditas. Did you see it? And I'm going, I just did. And I loved it. I was so happy. It's so endearing. And you just make me smile. You just make me smile.
I'm so glad. I have to say, well, first of all, you should know, yes, you're right. Oh, pretty much the entire crew that you have at Fantasy Island, we had. And I knew, and that became clear to me today, that we had suspended shooting for the moment because there was a really bad lightning storm. And the generators were kind of flitchy, so we just decided to wait a second for the lightning storm to go by.
Yeah.
So for a little downtime, everyone started watching something, and I come walking in onto set, and they have set up this giant screen of airing Fantasy Island, and the entire crew with popcorn sat there and watched the whole thing. They hadn't even gotten the chance to see it, you know, so they watched, I think, two or three episodes in a row, and I was like taking video. They were so happy. They miss you so much. And I have to say, one of the best and hardest working crews I have ever encountered in my 25 years in this town.
That's great.
They were, I mean, they had, you know, all that vibrance, all the life, everything, but tú sabes cómo son. Claro. Los caribeños son lo mejor que hay, ¿verdad?
De verdad que
sí. So I knew I was walking into something beautiful already.
Qué
and
buena.
Believe it or not, growing up, spending every summer of my childhood, youth, teen, up through college in the Dominican Republic, I had never been to Puerto Rico. I know. I'm. My mother lived there when they left during the Trujillo regime. They went to Puerto Rico and they lived there 5 years. And this was an amazing story. She grew up next to a family with these three sisters that became her best of friends. Somewhere along the line, two of those sisters found me on Facebook. We connected, you know, and they was like, we were your mom's best friends. And my mother had so many stories about them. When I told them that I was coming to Puerto Rico to film, they said, let's keep in touch so we can meet someday.
Okay.
When I told the one, the oldest sister, the oldest sister, I told her where I was living in Puerto Rico. She said, I live next door. Literally next door. So I got there, met her. We FaceTimed my mother. They hadn't seen each other since they were 15 years old.
Oh my God.
And it was just this love fest. It was so beautiful, so emotional, and kind of a full circle moment to be down there. And that's just, you know, that's the entire heart of the island. Once you're family, you remain family. Yeah. And what a better place to create such love and heart, which in Gordita, it was all about that. Mm-hmm. It was all about this family and this new found life and world that was so, that they had presumed so many things would be one way and look one way. And they're surprised that it's not. And they have to go on this journey of finding their footing. And that whole, and they have only each other really to hold each other up, to continue supporting each other. And it was that way, just being there in Puerto Rico, just filming that. Everybody was that family.
Did you end up staying at my friend's place in Isla Verde? Did you rent a condo?
I did. I get a little envious when he says he has other people staying there. I'm like, okay, but just make sure. Got it for me. I'm like the mother-in-law. I'm like, I'm coming. And I literally left my weights in the closet. I'm like, save my weights.
I'm so glad it worked out.
And no, you guys are coming back for a second season, right?
We have yet to hear.
Oh, yet to hear.
I hear that we'll know shortly after it premieres on June 24th.
Okay. Of course. Oh my God. And that process, I'm assuming that was an offer. Did you have to read for that? Or was it an offer?
No, I read for it.
You did?
And one of this was, you know, here we are in the age of COVID, post-COVID-ish. And we did chemistry tests on a Zoom, which is like, how are you supposed to do it? A chemistry test?
Yeah. Exactly.
The actor who plays my husband, Juan Javier Cardenas, you're going to fall in love with him. You're going to fall in love with this cast. But I'm just saying, like, I have never had anyone make me laugh so hard on set. And he doesn't try. He just is. And
where is he from originally?
He is born in Miami, Cuban, Puerto Rican.
Cuban, Puerto Rican. Okay.
Yeah. And they cast me in the role, and they brought Juan. They brought four guys in to do a Zoom like this. I knew he was the one. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I could feel it. And so when each man left the Zoom room, I was still there in the Zoom room with the execs. And when he left, I said, "Mira, he's the only one that made me blush through a lens. So what do you think? You know, like that tells me everything. Like that's the guy who got to me. And we are just." We have so much fun, and we fell right into step with each other playing husband and wife, you know, and parents, because we're both parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, that ultimate of like, you don't give up on your family, you don't give up on your spouse. And that's something that, you know, that was very familiar to him. So we just, everybody kind of fell into these roles very naturally. And Olivia, who plays Cuckoo, who's never performed a day in her life.
Wow.
I know. Let me tell you something. First of all, this girl is a complete newbie, but while we were shooting the pilot, by day seven, she was like, you guys, that door was closed in the last shot. We're going to have a continuity problem. So,
that's great.
You know, She was of Dominican roots herself, and she's just kind of authentically being her. And there's something about even her personal story of never having performed, acted. It's complete foreign land to her, complete foreign story. So there's a lot of that energy in this character itself, but she approaches it almost very similar to the way she approaches life. Like, why not? I'll try. Why not me? Wow. And so it's really beautiful to watch.
Is this based on a book?
It's based on the creator's true story.
Okay.
She and her family immigrated from the DR in Puerto Rico when she was around the same age to Miami. Her father worked for Eastern Airlines. Got a job offer in Miami, and they, I think they thought it was going to look one way, be one way, and then it was a journey for them all. And I think that's the universal element in all of it, is that it doesn't have to be a Dominican family, an Italian family, a Jewish family. It is that story about all of us in various chapters of our lives when we're placed in a new situation and we're trying to find our place and our space, whether you are walking into a new job, moving into a new neighborhood, going to a new school at a 12-year-old's age, at my husband's job, at my place in my life. And this Adela comes, and she had this lavish life in the DR, and then they've downsized their living when they find out the United States is actually quite expensive. It's not a lateral move, and yet she has to find what is her place. Aside from supporting her husband and believing in him and the family, what is she going to do now? These women all work. They go and they do other things. They multitask, and they who are her friends? Who is her family there? They have no one. And that's not what they're used to. They're used to family, friends all the time, 24/7. So I think anyone can identify with that when they've walked into a new place or a new chapter in their life. It's like, where do I fit in? How do I fit in?
Do you tackle the subject of body image? I'm just thinking because of the title, Gordita Chronicles, does body image play a role? Or no?
Absolutely. And I think it does kind of fall into that true coming of age story, where she's not just dealing with the fact that in the Dominican Republic, a term like gordita is little chubby, little chunky, is a term of endearment. Nobody gets offended when you're called a little mira gordita or, mi gordo, when you're talking about your boo, whatever. But here, the first thing that they address is that when they call her gordita, they call her fatso. And they clearly established that it doesn't offend her. She's surprised that they take such offense and they use it as an insult, but she doesn't take it in as an insult. She continues to remain firm in who she is. And even though she's discovering things like a normal 12-year-old, like what does it feel like to kiss a boy? Mm-hmm. What is it like to have a crush? So all those things are tackled too. And it's more into the body image of just kind of a natural, the natural road of challenge that a teenager goes through. It's not as much as it is cultural. It's more, I think, just what every teenager goes through.
Claro. Cool.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, When things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And Eva directed the pilot or all the episode? How did that work? Was it one?
The pilot, right?
Just one episode.
The pilot, yes. Got she directed it. The pilot. We had some wonderful directors come through. We had Melissa Fumero come through.
Directing?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Some,
beautiful.
Some real powerhouse, some great women come through. And it was a wonderful, diverse group of women that came through and directed. So there is, you know, there's some wonderful things going on, obviously, in front of and behind the camera,
claro,
which we want to see often and which we want to see more of. And mm-hmm. and then you wonder, you know, after all these years being here, Rosalind, and you see all these women coming through and directing, I was like, where have you been?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. And why haven't we worked together yet? And that shouldn't be. It should be more of, oh, you know, you and I worked together.
Yeah.
We did a pilot together years ago.
Miss Miami. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, with Fantasy, this season, at every single, the two seasons we've done, the majority of directors are female, which we think is fantastic. But you're right. I've never heard of them before. I don't know who they are. And I'm going, I'm so confused, you know, and they do work a lot. But when I did, for example, Without a Trace, many years ago, I did 5 seasons of that. I remember Marta.
Well, you have bad memory.
I remember two female directors in 5 years. Did you say that?
She has bad memory as it is. There could have been 20 directors that were female.
No. I'm thinking
about that. Could all been Latina. I have bad memory. I remember what I want to remember.
Exactly. Maybe. But I'm thinking about it, in 5 years, I remember only two female directors in 5 years of shooting a show. Insane, right?
And that's what we hope to see now becoming the norm. The same thing happened on Dead to Me. I think by season 2, it had moved to all women directors.
Oh, wow.
So there is a wave of coming through. Listen, there's room for everybody. We know this, but the invitation has to be there.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're seeing it more often and then more Latina directors, it's like, it's overdue. It's overdue.
Are you directing up an episode if it comes back for a second season?
This is the discussion. This is the talk. This is the next chapter. And here it is. Like, I'm already like, well, what's my footing in this? Why am I waiting? There's no reason to wait anymore. And people like you and Eva, who have really continued to pave the way for Latina actresses to go forward with this. You know, the one thing I keep hearing is, you know more than you think you do.
Exactly.
I can get caught up in that vulnerability of, I don't need another camera. And everybody says no. And I literally look to you, to Eva, and I see Melissa and you guys doing it. I'm like, I can do this. And this whole thing, just like the characters.
I'm going to tell you something. I wanted to do this short, right? I wanted to direct so badly. And I said, I'm going to have to find the vehicle. I'm going to have to write the vehicle for myself because nobody's going to give it to me. I'm going to have to have a letter, a presentation, you know, for them to believe it. So I was petrified and I ended up writing this short. I remember that I gave it to one of my co-stars, Demian Bichir, right? He did Grand Hotel with me, this fantastic Mexican actor. He said, you know, I'm going to direct this thing.
We did the bridge together.
Exactly. Yeah. I did this thing and I've got the finance, but I'm petrified because I don't know how to communicate with a director of photography. I know exactly what I want. I know the story I want to tell, but I wouldn't be able to say, I need lens. Give me a 135. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really understand about lenses. He read it and he sat me down and it was so instrumental when he said, you don't need to know. You're going to tell him your vision. You're going to tell him, I want to hear. Just have a little bit, you know, draw it and edit the whole thing in your mind. And then it's up to him. But once you communicate that he knows exactly what's the lens he need, you don't need that. So forget about it. And I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I go to Puerto Rico. I'm in pre-production. I'm freaking out. I'm acting like I know my shit. I'm acting like I'm doing the pre-production. Like everybody believes that I know exactly what's happening. I am petrified. Okay. But I'm like, I know how to act. They're not going to know I'm petrified. You know, that first day that I said action, I was so elated and so mad at myself that I didn't do this 10 years ago because I was so comfortable. And I was like, I know what to do. I know exactly what to do, you know, and I'm so proud of the product and I still have a lot of learning to do and I will, you know, but it's about believing. Diana, I mean, me llamaron ahora. I got this email about this producer that wants to meet me to direct one episode of something. And I'm telling Eric, how the heck I'm going to pull that off? I've never done episodic TV. You know, I've done it as an actress directing and I just had to check myself and be like, yeah, I can. I know exactly how to do it. You know, so just stop the fear. If they're calling you, it's because they see something. They see it in yourself because they're seeing it. You know, and it's been incredible. So please go direct an episode next season.
We definitely need more Latin females directing.
I do. I'm going to call them and say, Rosalind Sanchez says that you need to learn to do
that. Exactly. I don't know my lenses either, but she said somebody will tell me what to do.
Yeah, but I appreciate that. I do. And honestly, you know, just like any other place of business or whatever, we're here to uplift and support each other and encourage each other to move forward and, you know, so we don't stay stagnant.
Yeah.
And that's a gift and I'm grateful for that.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Anyways, we love you and I can't wait for the show to come.
I love you guys. Yes. Oh my God. Eric, it is so, I'm glad you guys are doing this. I love seeing this dynamic. I think it's important for people to see it and just see the richness of the differences, which is great. I just love it. Love it.
Thank you for that.
The differences. I'm just like, he's a senior fan. I love it.
He said, ella dijo.
Thank you
bueno,
so
mama,
much.
Bueno, mama, cuídate. I'll see you
Thank
soon.
Thank you for having me.
Claro que sí.
Keep kicking butt.
Un beso. Bye.
She's lovely.
Oh my God. I love her so much.
So, so talented. I love so many things that she's done. The bridge is something we haven't seen, and I've always wanted to see that.
She's amazing. And you know, she has two kids. They're gorgeous. They're like grown now. They're both teenagers or more. They're beautiful children. She's awesome.
Yeah, mega talented.
Gordita Chronicles, everybody, let's support. It is so cute. It was done in Puerto Rico like fantasy.
Absolutely.
And it's gonna be
HBO Max out today.
Today? Oh my God. Okay. So we have something to watch tonight. I can't wait.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.